Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna take over the world with you.
Take it over, take it over.
Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Just love and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place. Traveling state to state. The way we move, you know they gonna hate. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck the mother hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck the mother hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. Take over the world, get you diamond pearls, shopping around the world, baby. It don't matter, you my fucking queen. When we hit the scene, they know you belong to me, baby. Yeah, you fucking with a boss, man. Fuck the cost, you know I got the sauce, baby. No one coming in between, it's just you and me. We always the winning team, baby. Shopping spree, pick it out, fuck a tag, yeah, it's all on me. Anything you want, you can get with it. Hop up on the jet, flying luxury. Bahamas, Dubai, Orlando, in Paris. Balenciaga, Chanel, or some Gucci. Back to the crib, your hands all on me. You know how I like it when you watch it for me. All up in the bed, you loving on me. You know how I like it when you watch it for me. All up in the bed, you loving on me, baby. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck the mother hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you, baby. Hey.
Take off your clothes, lay you on the bed. I don't want you to go slow. Start from your neck, then I go to your toes. It's showtime, picture in me and you. Go light the candles, I put the camera in view. Baby, let's make love, the mirror can't watch us too. Baby, keep coming, now stop on our own door. It's showtime, let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Not the moves you make when I'm like that. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it. It's showtime, let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Not the moves you make when I'm like that. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it. Just my favorite chick in a movie. Both reach a climax in this movie. We don't need credits in this movie. Fuck it, we keep going to part three. Damn, I love it when you ride me, baby. Saddle up, I put it inside it, baby. Deep breaths when you ride, then I lose control. I try to hold it in, you say don't just let it go. I pull it out, you open wide, you swallow it whole. Look me in my eyes, don't let it go. Once you done, you come up, tell me get on top. I bite your neck, lick your ear, whisper, I won't stop. Showtime, let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Love the moves you make when I'm like that. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it. It's showtime, let's make a movie. Hit it different angles, that pussy is juicy. Love the moves you make when I'm like that. You telling me keep going, please don't stop it.
Spend my night with you, and there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gonna be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body, body. Work your body, body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And I've been waiting all night to get next to you. Say she living with a man, so I'm hoping for a one night stand. And I've been thinking about this moment, know you thought about this moment too. So I'ma grip up on that ass like some plies, so baby, please excuse my hand. And we can meet up in the hotel lobby. We can get the party started, started. And we can keep it on the down low, shawty. We ain't gotta tell nobody. And I'ma work your body. Hands all over your body. And I'ma kiss all over your body. Every single inch of your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body, work your body, work your body, body.
Body bumping.
And I'ma work your body. Work your body, body, work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you.
Vacuum me, girl. Suck it. Yo, 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 what's the word, everybody? It's your boy Radio Rail here on OG Radio Monday Madness. I got a little fun topic today. The topic of today, and also I might have some guests call in. You know, they reached out to me, they wanted to get on the show, but you know how that should go. I ain't worried about it. But the topic of today is how long should sex last? My personal opinion that it should last no longer than 30 to 45 minutes. And that is, and I say that is after the foreplay and all that oral shit. I feel like the actual sexual intercourse, the actual going inside or she right, whatever, all that shit right there should last no longer than 30, 45 minutes. Ain't nobody got that enough time in the world to sit there and, you know, be all up in that motherfucker for well over an hour. But you see it, though, in porn. And that shit is just nuts to me. I can't. Fuck that. That's too long. Too much. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's too long, just too much. Way too long, way too much. I don't think over an hour should be. An hour is, you know, an hour is pushing it. You know what I'm saying? An hour is enough. You know what I'm saying? But, like, anything after that is like, that's too much. Like, for a male, that's too much pumping. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just say y'all never switch. For an hour long, you just pumping, and ain't nobody come yet? That's a problem, bro. Oh, God, that's a problem. And I feel like for a female, if she could stand to sit there and get penetrated for an hour straight, her shit must be trash as hell. That's just my personal opinion. Gotta be trash as hell. Got to be. I don't see how in the fuck in the world a chick can sit there and get pounded. But like in the pornos, you know what I'm saying, chicks be getting pounded. And it's like, damn, motherfucker, like, yeah. Like, we know your shit trash because you were, first of all, you're a porn star. But like, yo, that shit be wild. But I don't see it going that long, man. You just fuck all that. It's just, you know, the foreplay and everything, that's like, I don't know, 10 minutes between both parties, you know what I'm saying? 3-4 minutes, she sucking dick. 3-5 minutes, you eating pussy, whatever the case. And then y'all get up on it, you know what I'm saying? And 30 minutes is enough. 40 minutes, 45 minutes is enough. I feel like anything after that, if you're going straight consecutive after that, that's too much. Now, if there's nothing wrong with stopping, you know what I'm saying, take a little breather, a little intermission, and then get back at it, that's cool. Now, if you stretch it out an hour because of that, you know what I'm saying, cool. But, like, whoo, some people, like, nymphos and sex addicts go for a long time, bro. And it's crazy. And I now have a caller, so what's up, Nene?
Hey. Oh, you funny as hell. Hello? On the radio.
Glad you was listening.
Look, I'm going to just say
topic,
this, though. Yeah, I'm going to
say it.
But I'm going to just say this. That's going to last long has going to last. Like, the question is, how long can you really go for? But for me, the longest I ever had sex, I don't really have sex like that, but when I did, the longest I ever went was like 30 minutes. But
that's not funny, but that's accurate. That's accurate, though.
Well, it lasted how long it's going to last for.
Personally, it should last only that long. That's to me, I feel like 30 minutes is long enough. 30 to 45 minutes is fine.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
Who the fuck want to keep pumping that long? And how much can a woman's vagina take of penetration for that long? I'm going to exclude, like, I know I mentioned the porn stars. I'm going to exclude them because I'm pretty sure they be taking supplements for them to keep going and shit. But I know,
yeah.
Okay, so way back in the day, I had sex with this particular woman, and we was at it for about 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? That's the long
Damn.
Fucking time switching.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too long. It was, not going to lie, it was trash, and the bitch didn't even make me nut out of all of that shit. So it was just like, that's too long.
Wow.
Like, I don't see how porn stars do it.
Yeah, I know somebody that went that long too. No breaks. There was no way in hell you could have sex for 2 hours with no breaks.
Mm-hmm. Wake up sore as hell.
Yeah.
Be tired as hell. if you get dried out, it's gonna hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely don't be believing people when they a man that go for hours, like, no, motherfucker. Your shit got to be trash if motherfuckers ain't coming the first 10 to 20 minutes. And most guys are going to, the first nut comes the quickest. So most guys are going to nut in, like, shit, within 10 minutes. Within 5 minutes is really good.
Mm-hmm. Was somebody else on here? I see somebody else on here.
No, there's going to be a few others that's going to call in before the night ends. So we should have one or two more perspectives. We'll see. I know one of them is definitely going to call before the show ends at 10:30.
Yeah, but that was my answer.
Because
when I first heard you, I was like, damn, that is absolutely correct. And that's the longest I ever went for. It was 30 minutes.
Now, that was straight one way, or was it switching and all that other shit?
Switching around. No, I can't stay in one position. I cannot do that. If you land on your back, so I'm laying on her motherfucking back for 30 minutes straight, that's just, I feel like that's just unacceptable. Like, that's just, like, I gotta move around.
Look,
I'm telling you the truth. I
got to
move around.
That's true. Because that's way
then you might
want
to do some creative type shit that you never did before.
True as well.
So,
let's see.
All right, well.
Yeah, the second longest was, you say what?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
Go ahead.
The second longest was another 2 hour, but it was 6 rounds, back to back to back to back to back to back to back. I feel like that ain't acceptable either. That is a torture to a man. A man can come maybe 2-3 times and be fine, but after that shit is just pure fucking torture.
Torture.
It's like,
well,
just start shooting air. But it gets like, I don't know, like, again, 3-4 rounds cool, but anything after that, it hurts. That shit not, it's not normal. But some people, some women, some guys have that long sex drive for that.
Well, some people, yeah, everybody's different, though, especially when you really feel in that person. And you like what, you know, you like what's going on. And if the sex is that damn good, then some, you know, you can go longer,
and,
I guess.
And marijuana
everybody's
and liquor
different.
Plays a huge part. Facts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, marijuana and liquor plays a huge part as well.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huge part.
Yeah.
That shit is the devil. alcohol is the devil. Dark liquor is the devil. And weed is the devil.
You gonna mess around, wake up, and you ain't gonna know what happened.
Depends
on how much you take. Depends on how much you take.
Well, I could drink a lot of liquor, so I always wake up and be like, what the fuck happened?
I did the dump it on.
I haven't heard that one.
I ain't heard that word
in a long time, or the dun to dun. Don't be getting on the show fucking bringing back old words and shit. You were the dun dun dun. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to a break and play a couple of tracks. Since the show is sex-related, I'm going to find a lot of bumping and grinding, humping songs.
Wow. Well, won't you do that, huh? We already got a sex topic. You want to play the song, too?
I mean, people, you know, got to get in the mood.
You really trying to start something.
All the listeners that are listening, tune in right now. I'm finna get everybody in the mood tonight, y'all. I can't do no Keith Sweat impersonation. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna do all that, but I'm gonna get everybody in the mood with these songs I'm about to play tonight. Let's see. I got to pull something out of the hat. I'm gonna go with my little brother with Josiah Dmore. I played him twice already to the song he has right now. He's our intro. This one right here was definitely a favorite by my co-host Mango. This is Josiah Dmore with SEX.
All I want is sex. Sex. Yeah. All I want is sex. Kissing on your neck, licking on your body, baby. I want is sex, kissing on your neck, licking on your body, babe, feeling on your breath. Got that shit is wet, ooh, we that pussy wet, dripping down my face. Yo, come all on my chest. All I want is sex, kissing on your neck, licking on your body, babe, feeling on your breath. Got that shit is wet, ooh, we that pussy wet. Put your hands behind your head, then get on your knees. Open wide, don't leave a drop. Just swallow me. Don't choke. Hold it in your throat. I go deeper, then pull it out slow. Lay you on a bed. I just wanna taste. Damn, that shit so good. Fuck it, rub my face. All I want is sex. Kissing on your neck. Licking on your body, babe, feeling on your breath. Damn, that shit is wet. We that pussy wet, dripping down my face. Yo, come all on my chest. All I want is sex. Kissing on your neck, licking on your body, babe, feeling on your breath. Damn, that shit is wet. We that pussy wet. I'm pleasing you. Where you running to? Have you stuck? Like a submission move. Ain't no running, baby. It's just me and you. All I want is sex. SEX. Kissing on your body, baby. CX. All I want is sex, dripping down my face. Yo, come all on my chain. Get my bitches in this business like
money falling from the ceiling. Bitches shaking ass all while we finesse them out. They living like, yeah, huh, yeah, huh. Boy, you fucking with some Chi-Town pussy. Break them down like a pound with this Chi-Town pussy. How these niggas loading rounds about this Chi-Town pussy? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boy, you fucking with some Chi-Town pussy. Break them down like a pound with this Chi-Town pussy. How these niggas loading rounds about this Chi-Town pussy?
Yo, 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 we are back here on OG Radio. It's your boy Radio Rail. I got my guest Nene here. And that right there, mm-hmm. y'all, was Chi-Town Pussy with Chicago's very own Ivy Drip. She was on the show a little while back. And she has, that was very interesting. It was Chi-Town's version of WAP. And,
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how long do Chi-Town Pussy be lasting. To some of y'all, I need to know somebody else's answers. So I want to know how long that sex is going.
Here we go. We got another caller. What's up? Yes. What's up?
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, ma'am. What's up, Misfit?
What's up, you guys? Hey, everybody on that's listening. Hi. And for the caller that just called in, hey, girl.
Hello, how are you?
So,
I'm good.
So, Misfit is no stranger to OG Radio. This is now her fifth appearance, fifth time calling in on the show. I always appreciate it anytime you call in.
I love you guys.
Love you too, man, you know. But, what is your intake on how long? What the fuck was the topic? Whatever
how
the topic was. There you go.
Okay, so a lot of people don't know, but I work for a sex educator. My boss's name is Da Kinky Kid, so it's Da Kinky Kid on all platforms. So working with her recently, I've learned a lot about sex because I thought I knew a lot about sex, but clearly I didn't from working with her. So she teaches classes and stuff like that. And when I love talking about sex, not like because I'm a whore or a freak or nothing, but I feel like a lot of times us women don't realize how much power there is when you involve mm-hmm. yourself in like sexual encounters with men. So for me, I'll say that a decent session, I really couldn't put an amount of time on it because it honestly depends on your chemistry with a person. A lot of times guys
yeah.
think a quickie is easy, but a lot of us women, we can't even get warmed up in the amount of time that it takes for a quickie to be had. Because I done had sessions and I'm like, dang, I ain't even get to come. Or I wasn't even, you know, like, our women, we have what you call a G-spot. So it takes time for our G-spot to engorge for us to be even sexually stimulated and aroused. And a lot of times if we rushing in and we like, oh, we trying to get a quickie in, a lot of women are not satisfied. And it's like a lot of levels to this stuff. And like I said, everything I learned from my boss. So, man, you would just be surprised. Like, I done went to some parties, and then it was women who was, like, in their 40s, and they was like, I didn't even know what a G-spot is. And I'm just like, man, you ain't know what a G-spot is.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we get taught, and, you know, this is speaking from her, but a lot of times we get taught everything. We get taught how to read, how to ride a bike, how to do our job at work, but nobody teaches us how to have sex. So a lot of times guys be like, man, she was weak, or she was this, she was that, she was dry. But naturally, and, you know, speaking from a doctor's point of view, when you have sex, you're going to get wet because you can't control that. You just might not been the one to make her wet enough, or, you know, you might didn't take enough time to do that, but it's going to happen naturally if you're doing your job. So that's why I'm saying it's a lot of it's a lot that goes into that question, because for me, like, I like to have foreplay. I like to have, you know, I like to warm up, like I said, before I do it. I can't just rush into sex like, hey, let's just do it. I need some kissing. I need oral. I'm a pleaser, so I definitely love to please my partner. And I feel like just that alone will take about a good 15 minutes. And then for you to have a little session, that might be another, you know, 15 minutes. It really just depends on what you like to do when you get in your room, honestly. But the longest session that I've had probably was like an hour and a half, and it was definitely worth the hour and a half. I was tired and all, but it was worth it.
So the longest you went was an hour and a half?
Yeah, I think that was about the longest.
Yeah, mine was 2 hours. That was way too long. I was goddamn sore everywhere. Felt like I was went to the gym and worked out the next day. That's what that shit felt like. But it was 2 hours, but it wasn't like it was nonstop. It was, I ain't gonna say on and off, but it was round. It was six fucking rounds, spread it out in 2 hours. That was just too long. That's too much.
So before you, when you have, or like in your past and stuff, did y'all actually have conversations? Because one thing that I noticed about me getting older is that I like certain things done to me in a bedroom. And it's not, you know, it's not because the guy wants to do it or, you know, whatever the case may be. It's just certain stuff that I like to make me come, to make me happy. So recently I was, you know, in intercourse with a guy. And I'm just like, man, I like rough sex. I like to be tied up. I love handcuffs. I'm spontaneous. I'll try anything once. So I'm telling him, you know, smack my ass. He started laughing, talking about something. Why would I do that? And I'm just like, what do you mean?
Wow.
I was
thinking.
I was like, man, I'm asking too much, but I thought, you know, that was normal. What'd you say?
What you say, Nina?
Oh, I was saying, like, who don't smack ass when they don't have when they have sex? Like, who don't?
That's what I was wondering, because he was just laughing. He was just like, then when he smacked it was like a little baby tap. I'm like, what is that?
Well, maybe he was uncomfortable. Was he uncomfortable? Because that's what it sounded like to me. He was like kind of uncomfortable. Maybe he wasn't used to doing that. Maybe he never done that.
Yeah, because that was our first time, and I felt he was like, before we did, he was like, you know, I don't last long. And I was just like, well, at least you being honest. So then when we did it, it just seemed kind of like I was asking him a lot of stuff because, like I said, I'm a freaky person, so I like to do a lot of certain shit. And I feel like maybe I was asking for too much. But that's why it's good to have those conversations before you have sex with people, because sometimes we don't know what our partner likes, so you kind of just doing stuff based off what you think or what you did to previous people. And you don't know, like, you might be kissing somebody nipple or something, and they don't like getting their nipple stimulated. They might like to get their throat.
For me, it depends on the situation. If I know that me and Shorty just gonna have a quickie, I don't really give a damn what she likes. I'm just gonna get my rocks off, her rocks off, and call it one. But if I was, like, interested in somebody, then, yeah, I'm definitely gonna ask questions beforehand.
I can see that.
But yeah, you know, I've lived a really full life in 29 years. But I've had a lot of one nighters and a lot of shit where, some of them, well, majority of them in my earlier life, yeah, I didn't ask no questions. I was just doing shit what I thought motherfuckers were like.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right when you say that someone don't like everything. You're definitely right about that.
Yeah, because some people be asking for a lot. Like, honestly, I'm 27, and I didn't even start enjoying sex until 3 years ago. I was a chore. And I have two kids, so that's no shade towards neither one of my baby daddies, but I wasn't sexually satisfied anybody before 3 years ago. I'm sorry to let y'all know that.
Mentally or physically?
No, like, and that's the crazy thing. Like, I never came. I didn't know until this one guy, you know, he kind of brought the freak out of me. But, like, I never came during sex. And I remember I would be in intercourse, and I ain't going to say who it is, but I would be in intercourse. Well, it was my baby daddy, so I don't care. But anyway, I'd be in intercourse. He's like, you don't never make no noise. He was like, you never moan. And I'm like, because I don't, you know. I feel bad.
Uh-oh.
Don't feel bad. Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad. I actually have a friend.
The girl he got with now, she's just like, oh my God. Because I had three things and stuff before, so.
Yeah.
It was crazy, right. But I just wasn't satisfied at all.
Yeah, I had a friend who dated this chick, and he would tell me, like, man, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, or is it just her? Like, we'll have sex, and she, like, makes no noise or none of that. Like, she just silent. Like, well, shit.
Man, that might have been
my
baby.
Head, I'm like, well, I'm dead. I'm just like, well, shit. I don't know if you're not putting it down right or if she's just a loosey-goosey. I don't know, but. Like, that shit is horrible. To have sex with a woman and she makes no noise?
Yeah.
As a man, you should want, that should hurt your pride.
I mean, was they sneaking? Because I know a lot of times when I was with my baby daddy, we were sneaking. So I couldn't really make a lot of noise.
Right. Now, they was together. They was together for about 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
I'm like, shit, I don't know how you stuck with that. But then you got to go.
This is true. It'd be a lot of women be dick massaged over a dick that ain't even make them come, and that was me. I stayed in there for like 4 or 5 years.
But I got a question.
Hey, Stella. Go ahead.
So I know everybody got their own way of being pleased, but like, what's great sex to you? Because I know everybody is different.
Misfit, you can answer that first.
Damn, you just gonna lay it on me like that. Lay it on like a thick slice of cheese. But I think for me, great sex is a connection, because you can have sex with anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody has a dick, and it's a lot of big dicks out here. But I feel like for me, I want to be stimulated mentally before I'm stimulated physically, because if I like you and I have a connection with you, then that's automatically going to make me, like, that's going to make my sex 10 times better. Because there's been plenty of guys that I've had sex with that had great dick, but I'm just like, you know, hey, I can do without it. I would rather, like, it's this one guy that I'm like, trying to get over right now, and honestly his sex was basic. Like, it was average. We didn't do nothing extra in the bedroom. It was just the connection that we had mentally that made me want to, you know, be around him and shit like that. So I think that's a lot of shit. Like, that's like foreplay and, you know, somebody tended to my needs, because a lot of times, no shade to y'all guys, but y'all be stingy with y'all nut and y'all be doing everything to make y'all come and then just get up and keep the moving. And I'm like, damn, I didn't just come. Like, that shit happened to me recently and I was fucking blue. But they be thinking they doing it, like, giving you justice, and I just be like, man, the fuck just happened here? Like, they be like, man, you know, I know you love this dick. I'm like, I really, you know, could do without it, but.
Damn.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Maybe that's also could be due to my job, like, the line of work that I do. Like, I talk about sex a lot, even to my friends. I'm probably one of the most spontaneous people, because when you talk to me, you will just never know how open I am. Like, I tell people I've had threesomes before, I've dated a married couple before.
Yeah,
this is true.
You know,
y'all.
I've did some things.
This is true fact.
You talking about this is true fact? But
true
I'm
fact.
Not a hoe. You know, I did it just because, you know, I was trying to test some shit out. You know, you got to go to a few interviews before you find a job for you. So that's pretty much what that was.
I would never label a woman as a hoe unless they do hoe shit. If you do hoe shit, you're labeled as a hoe. But if you're just, you know, like in college, you experience the college life, so you do a lot of shit, but it's not really hoe shit, but it's hoe shit, but it's the college life. So you just go, well, this is college, you just experience the college life. That's how what it truly is. You just experience shit in life.
I think whole shit is like when you're doing something just because a nigga wants you to do it or just because a guy wants you to do it. But if you're doing it because you want to do it and it makes you happy, then go for it, you know?
True. So my answer is similar to yours. I think what makes great sex is definitely the mental portion. If y'all both mentally in tune, anything that y'all do while y'all mentally in tune is great and amazing. It could be the weakest shit in the world to, like, the next motherfucker, but because you mentally in tune, that shit will feel 10 times as amazing. But if,
amen,
you know, if a nigga know how to work it, pretty much. So, you know, if a nigga know how to work it, you're mentally in tune with the nigga, and she know, like, if her shit's really that good, then, yeah, sex is going to be amazing. It could be 10 minutes of sex, and it would be the best 10 minutes of your life.
Mhm. Oh, so it's the good old days.
I've had the best. Well, I ain't gonna say the best because I took the time. I had a quickie, and it was like we was just so mentally in tune at the time. We was like, oh, let's have a quickie, you know, some spontaneous shit outside of a church, and that was like the best 5, 6, 7 minutes of my life at that time. And I was like, damn, this mental shit is for real.
Mm.
You know, you go on through life and you always have better. Mine or Nene?
No, I'm asking her.
Oh.
Sorry, like when you really into somebody, y'all said we all have the same answers. Like when I was telling Real earlier when I had called, like, because this is gonna last, this one's gonna last, but once you really into that person, you really like that person, it's going to be the best because y'all got a lot going on. You know. Mm-hmm.
Back.
Oops.
They definitely last. However it's going to last.
It's better that way. Because, like, it takes a lot for me to actually have sex with a person. I can't just have sex with a person. I don't know nothing about the person.
That's me.
Chemistry with the person. Like, I just...
Shit,
I can't just go. Like, I got to at least...
That's the view of God.
I got to bad. Huh?
He said he can. I said that's the view of God because, honestly, like, women, our body is different. We're made
different.
Real. We have too many emotions to be just flat, bad night type of guys. Like, I probably have sex once a month just for that specific reason because I know how I am emotionally. And I can admit that I will get attached. And it's not because the dick is good, like I said, because you can fuck anybody with good dick, but it be those conversations that you have, you know, the interactions that you have with people. Like, no woman falls in love. Well, I ain't going to say no woman because I can't speak for all. But a lot of women never fall in love with a guy just because of his dick game. It be like everything
mm-hmm.
in between, that the text messages, the good morning beautifuls, the dates, the, you know, deep ass
yep.
conversations that y'all have.
Yeah, the relationship y'all got.
Because if that's the case,
I'm not going to fall for nobody for no dick. It ain't even the dick. It's the personality.
But
it comes with the man.
You do, though, have some women, though, who definitely fall in love because of the dick. I've known a lot of women who've got dogged the fuck out.
So let me tell you, if they take
out,
the dick
out, they would admit it. Huh?
I said, if you take the dick out of the equation, do you think it's dick or is it comfortability?
A mixture of both, maybe. I would say a mixture of both. I do know a woman who would get abused by her guy, verbally and physically, whatever. But, like, to her standards, you know, the dick was good or whatever, so she stayed. And at the same time, she was comfortable, I guess, even though he was doing her wrong and shit and beating her ass every other fucking time of the day. I think she was comfortable with that.
Because that's probably her idea of love.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I do know she experienced that with her step-parents or her god, whoever she lived with. I do know she witnessed that growing up, so I think she was comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But that's... Some
that's
women
fair.
Who
that's
go out here stigmatized.
No.
And, you know, sex is
a
soul tie also. Like, you have sex with people and you don't even realize that you don't even like the motherfucker. But, you know, you're creating ties with this person because you're sharing, you know, some of the best parts of yourself with somebody. And then you be connected to somebody and you realize, why I can't get this person off my mind? Why I can't stop thinking about them? Because a lot of times we think sex is, you know, just, oh, I'm just trying to bust a nut off, when in reality you're connecting yourself to these people.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
100% facts. And fellas, if you know that you come quick, if you know
don't
you come quick.
Oh, Lord.
Don't comment it. But if you know that you don't like, at least make the second round 10 times better. Don't just nut, leave the woman unsatisfied and just be like, well, shit, you know, I nah, motherfucker, you better get right back to it. Like, a lot of guys,
if your
do
dick
it,
quick, your tongue
stop.
Better be strong. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. I remember when I was unsatisfied before. Oh, my Lord. You just reminded me. Thanks a lot.
Wow. I mean, I think that's the worst thing a man could do is leave a woman unsatisfied.
Oh, my Lord. I hate that feeling. Like, I know I did everything right on my part, but... his head game was not on point. The last guy.
Bro, I didn't even like head until recently. I hated, like, all my friends was like, oh my God, I gotta get head. Yeah, I turn it down all the time. Like, I'd be like, I don't want no head because I'm a pleaser, so I would rather, you know, do it to the guy than them do it to me. But also a big, like, 90% of that was just because every time I had it done, it just sucked. But the best head that I probably had when I started liking it was from a girl. I don't know, like, why, but, you know, she did her shit, sis.
Well, from what I'm told is women know what women want, but I don't give a fuck. I'm outshine a woman any day. I don't give a shit.
Okay,
I'm
going
to do my best.
Hey,
I'm a day. Because you know what? At the end of the day, I give a dick. Woman can't. But,
I mean, that's true because some of my best moves are learned from my gay friends.
You know,
but he got with y'all guys.
I was always like, whatever I don't do right, teach me how to do it right. That's how I was growing up, you know, with these women.
But
that's why you got to talk to people because
you got to see what girls like, because some girls, you know, some people be trying to lick your skin off the damn bone, and I'll be like, bro, soft tongue, soft tongue.
Right. Suck too hard, use teeth and shit.
It's
what
just like with a guy.
Doing?
Like, when you do it, some guys is more of the sucker part. Some guys like when you lick more. It's just your preference.
For me, you got to do both. Like, you got to lick and suck. And you got to play with the clitoris part. Like, you got to keep flicking it with your tongue. You can't be going all over the place because then I'm going to be like, oh, okay, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
And do it
and
like
you
want
to do it too hard. If you suck it too hard, then I'm going to start hurting, and then I'm going to get mad, and then the sex is all over with. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. A lot of men do not know it's all about the clit. I swear to God, I found that out when I was about 22. I came across a cougar, and she told me that it was all about the clitoris. I'm like, what? And yeah,
it
changed
is.
My life.
That's what it's
feeling
at.
This is true.
That's what it's feeling at.
100%.
Some men just can't do it right.
I can't speak for them like I only speak for myself. But yeah, you know, I feel bad for all the fellas out there who can't do shit right.
Well, maybe they can take
y'all
class
fucking
to
up.
Learn. Like, women, I feel like women always go the extra mile when it comes to, you know, learning stuff, how to please their partner, like doing certain things. Guys kind of, they like, you know, it is what it is. Because how many guys do you know would take a fucking class on how to eat pussy? Like, not a lot.
Oh,
you're right. You are definitely right. Me personally, I wouldn't take a
class,
but I would. I wouldn't take a class. I'd rather go through the trials and errors. Like, I'd rather tell them, like, all right, look, show me what I'm doing right or wrong versus taking a class. But that's just me personally. I wouldn't mind it. I just know I wouldn't do it. But I wouldn't mind if somebody was like, hey, yo, look, we forced you to take this class. Like, all right, cool. But on my own will, nah.
Y'all do be getting a class when y'all go down there, and then we be moving y'all here to the left, to the right. We be trying to guide y'all to the right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that a couple times in my life. I'm like, okay, nah, okay, I know where I'm at now. So that's my go-to all the time.
Like she said, as long as you lick the clit, you can't really go wrong.
Yep.
Pretty much. So what I'm going to do real quick, y'all, I'm going to play a couple tracks real quick, and we'll get right back to the combo. This track right here, y'all, is called In the Mood. Again, for all those who listen, I'm playing a bunch of songs to get everybody
in the
mood.
Here we go. It's been one sexy-ass Monday so far.
this track right here is called In the Mood by Veronica Finn. I believe you can catch her on Apple Music, I believe. But, yeah, without further ado, here we go. We're In the Mood by Veronica Finn.
I'm a little anxious, baby, 'cause I know that you're on your way. I haven't seen you in a while now, sugar, but when you get here, I know that things will be okay. I'm in the mood. Something sweet in store. Bath water's red, the candles lit, dinner's cooked, everything is cooked all for you, baby, and more. I'm in the mood. Yeah.
But I go by the name of Raysome Dope. I do have a podcast, the Combat Dope Podcast. So if y'all haven't heard me, that's who I am.
Back.
Okay.
So I forgot about the topic a long time ago, but you already know what it is. So go ahead and share your input.
Wait, what was that?
I forgot the topic, but you know what it is already, so go ahead and share your input on the topic. It was, what the fuck was it? Something about, how long should sex last, in your opinion?
How long should sex last?
Y'all,
mm-hmm. You mean like you trying to talk about like minutes or hours or something like that? Because I mean,
yep.
Just your personal opinion. You know how long should it last?
Some people don't put parts on.
I mean, in actuality, it don't really last that long. So I mean, I give you 20, 30 minutes tops, and then people get tired after that.
Okay, that seems to be the that's the average on the show, y'all. The average is 30
minutes. Yeah, because ain't nobody going to last no hour or no 2 hours or no 13. People be over-exaggerating, okay? Ain't nobody going to last that long. Shit, I'd be tired.
I mean, I've
okay,
looking real
but,
almost.
You definitely get tired. That shit is draining. Like, y'all remember high school, like, some chicks would be like, oh, I need a nigga to go for hours. Like, first of all, no, you don't. You're a liar.
Now we
fair. You don't need a nigga to go for hours. You're a liar. That shit don't work.
So,
people
don't understand. There ain't no spring chickens no more either. So, people's knees get bad. Your back blow
that's
out.
True.
You can't hold up there. You can't, hold on. You can't do that no more. No.
The,
you better
the older
pick
you
your
get,
two favorite positions
yeah,
and call it
you
a day.
Get older.
Hey,
and then
what
you don't
kind
got enough time after working all your jobs and being with the kids and stuff.
What Kevin Hart say?
And I got bad knees. I can't be on them for too long.
Okay, we not like Meg Thee Stallion, okay? We ain't got those Arm & Hammer knees, okay? We ain't built like that.
Yeah,
I know I ain't.
Yeah. The older you get, the more hectic the shit gets. So you start perfecting certain shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, for men, if we got a certain move, we gonna pull that shit out before it's all finished.
Yeah, or you get a cramp. Oh, I hate that when you in the middle of it and you just get a cramp in your leg or something. You be like, you gotta stop right in the middle of that shit. You be like, oh, damn, hold on. Let me stretch my leg out real quick.
Man. You know what? That is something good. People need to learn how to stretch before sex. Not gonna lie.
People don't think about stretching before they fuck. Don't nobody do that.
People don't say, I never thought
but
about
But they need to.
Shit.
But they definitely need
well,
to.
Well, this is something new.
I never remember. I'll never forget years ago, because I always catch a trolley horse if I don't stretch doing
ooh.
Certain shit, sports or that, whatnot. I never forget. I wanted to freak on this girl for so long. We finally got the chance, but I caught a damn trolley horse, and that shit hurt so bad. So stretching should be a must if you're a person who don't stretch all the time.
People ain't thinking about stretching.
It'll help, but that also means you ain't drinking enough water.
I drink a lot of water. I don't exercise. I don't do none of that. So any given moment, you know, I get a Charlie horse or a toe cramp or something. I don't know.
It's not a toe cramp.
It happens.
Oh, okay.
It happens to the best of us. It happens.
Oh, boy.
Y'all.
I never
especially the older
things.
You get. Y'all might be limbo or something. I don't know. But stretching helps, okay? That future reference.
Okay, old man.
Damn. I ain't even that old.
Just get you some ice cream.
I'm playing.
You said get some what?
Just a stretch.
Some icy hot.
I got ice
cream. Some icy hot and some
I got Tiger Ball.
Get some Bengay.
I got candles. Oh. I got all that shit. You know, just in case.
A lot. That's too much. You granddad for real.
Sex is like a sport, damn it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be sore after a while when you do certain shit. You know, especially if you do some shit that you ain't never done before, but you want to try it or whatever. Some people like to be spontaneous and try new shit.
Mm-hmm.
Your ass will be sore as hell when it's over and done with.
This is facts.
I'm trying to tell you. 30 minutes is a long time. Little do people know. 4 minutes is probably a long ass time to do certain shit.
I ain't never been sore, but I had bruises.
Bruises?
They were coming out of nowhere.
God damn.
Be noticing. Yeah.
damn. Tossing your ass around or something? God damn, bruises.
Boy, I do not recommend freaking on the floor either.
It wasn't rough like that,
nope.
though. Like,
nope.
I don't know.
You can't tell
up.
If you got bruises. The flow don't work.
You don't
either.
Grab them. Maybe it's because I was grabbed a certain way. But it didn't hurt. So I'm like,
That's some tough ass little grip. Gripping that ass, okay? That's what that was.
That was
going
for his damn life
because
he wasn't letting go.
Yeah, that was going to be a roller coaster, okay? He was holding on for dear life, yeah. Roller coaster ride. Y'all was the great America on that ass.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man. To all the listeners out there, you never know what we get on Monday Madness. This is why I named it Monday Madness. I never know what I get on the show. Every Monday is always something new. So, you know, just go with the flow when I tune in on Mondays. Lord Jesus.
That made my head hurt.
I have a question, but I shit went out the window. Okay, so somebody just asked me to ask this question. I'm pretty
you
sure
you got
I'm
that evil ass, mischievous laugh.
Oh, shit. You ready?
So, my homie Matt just asked me to ask y'all. Do y'all like anal? I'm gonna give my answer after everybody else. So he said, if you like it, why? If you don't like it, why? If you like anal, if you like it, why? If you don't like it, why?
Do he like it is the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell no.
He's a booty warrior. If you will, that man is nasty.
Well, he is.
That's going too much. Because the booty hole is just very, very tight. And
ain't nobody touching my ass.
First of all, the only thing that's coming out of my ass.
That's uncomfortable.
Then they be trying to make
me
uncomfortable. Anal gives me rape jail vibes. And every time I talk about anal, I feel like I'm getting raped or I'm in jail. And I just feel like, why would you want to stick your dick into something that shit comes out of when you can do it to a pussy or my mouth, you know, either way. Like, do he expect to give you head after that? Like, do I have to give you head after that? I don't know.
Can I?
Hell
no.
He's
not going to watch you, so it's not going to happen.
that's just wrong, y'all. That's just. And then, you know. The possibilities of having doodoo on the dick, like, that's nasty.
Yeah, like I said, I would easily go to the washroom. I cannot. I'm not going to be orgasming. I'm going to be screaming.
And
like,
no matter
I'm like a cry for help.
Right.
And Rael over there laughing, like, that's not
he probably be doing that shit.
I ain't
going to say nothing.
Because Miss Smith said, do I have to give head after that?
I don't know. I just don't like shit in my ass. I can't relax if you shoving something up my ass.
Mm-mm.
I'm pretty open
to
anything.
That's a very intense moment.
Yeah, you got to be my husband.
Man.
Like, I wouldn't be able to do the 69 because I'm going to feel like somebody's going to be eating my ass. Like, no.
What's wrong with
like my ass all in your face.
What's wrong with that? So
my ass is all in your face.
That'd be making you nervous. I don't want to hurt nobody's mouth.
And you can't even eat before anal because they stick that shit up, it's gonna fly right back out. You gotta not eat for 24 hours. Maybe yeah, if I'm older and I've been with my guy for years and I'm on my period and I'm just horny or something. I don't know. But yeah,
oh,
that shit
well,
I feel like women,
Matt,
when
I'm
they
sorry.
On their period, they don't horny.
Yes, bro. Why?
So period sex comes to play?
I ain't never did that. Just because, like, with cramps and shit, you know, the cramps don't really make you comfortable to do that.
Hey, say, go take a shower, put the towel down, and call it one.
Yo, ass, what happened to did is the question. That's what I want to know.
You know
what?
Huh?
You sound like
what happened to did? You did everything.
I plead the fifth.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, hell no. We done answered questions about Ano and you want to
win. Why you pleading the fifth? Answer the
question. I'm pleading the fifth. I don't know nothing to nothing. You know, I'm pleading the fifth.
Oh, I see what's going on this show.
Oh, okay.
I think everybody should try almost any and everything once in their lifetime. That's what I'm going to say.
But try it with somebody who's worth trying to.
I already know the answer.
Right. As long as it's with somebody worth trying, definitely try any and everything twice. For those who's married, you know, I feel like when you're married, there's no rules to nothing. So, you know, do what you want to do with your partner.
Can I ask you a question real?
I'm pretty sure I know what you're about to ask. There's no ask.
I'm pretty sure you don't know about this. I always wanted to ask the guy this. So, and ladies,
okay,
y'all can chime in too, because I just want to know, do y'all know the answer? What's the difference between giving head and sucking dick?
Giving head and sucking dick.
I just want to see if you
know. I think I may not be correct on the specific of it, but I think if I'm fucking with a chick just to fuck with her, the one night stand shit, she's definitely gonna suck my dick. You know, that's just on some whole shit. But on a mental level, with a chick that I'm really digging and she digging me, whatever, she's definitely giving head, like making love to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Sucking dick is just sucking dick just to suck dick. Giving head, you actually, you know, you put an effort into it. In my opinion. But if there's something different, let me know.
Well,
definitely
gotta
get love to that motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure I experienced both.
The difference between giving head and sucking dick is really all in the name. So when you giving head, that's what your main focus is, on the head of the dick. So you only really playing with, you're not like. You ever seen a girl, she give you, like, she suck your dick or whatever, or she give you oral, but she use her hand more so than her mouth. That's giving head.
Yep.
When you suck dick, you put the whole dick in your mouth.
And the
balls
and all of it don't even matter. All of it don't even matter. It's definitely all about the head. The rest of that shit does not matter. I need women to understand the rest of the shit does not matter. We're only sensitive in one part, and that's it. And that is the head, that's it, that's all.
Look at you learning.
I'm just preaching to the choir out here, you know what I'm saying? Some women they be going over and beyond doing extra shit, and it's like, you don't need to do all that. You know, the rest of that shit does not matter.
You said I'll just stick to the basics. Ain't no hon, that's why.
Whoa, I try everything once. That's all I'm gonna say.
I just want to know who asked that ain't no ass question.
It was a friend of mine. His name is Matt.
Probably one of his friends.
He's fucking nasty.
Like, I just want to know what you want.
He's nasty. I don't know what that man is on. His nickname in my phone is the Booty Warrior because that man is just fucking nasty. Yeah, I don't know. that man is sick in the head. His favorite thing to do is eat ass. I don't know why he's infatuated with it. I don't know where it came from, but that's his favorite thing to do. So growing up, I never smoked a blunt after him, never drank after him, never smoked a cigarette after him, none of that shit, because fuck that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your mouth, where
well,
your mouth been.
You, so you
none of that.
Doing it.
I mean, you know how you look at people, you can just tell that they do certain shit. He just looked like the type to do shit like that.
Hey, you hear your friend on the radio?
What'd you say?
I was talking to your friend. Hey, you hear your friend on the radio talking about you?
Oh, he listening. He listening. Catch him a victim. No, my friend. No. So, Matt, no. You are 0 for 3. Not everybody like they booty playing with, my dog. All right. No. Misfit,
no,
I need
no,
a track
no.
from you, girl. Just want to let you know I need a track from you.
I thought I sent my track, but...
You did not.
I sent them to whatever you, the email that you gave me. Maybe you gave me the wrong
email.
What?
You know what's fucked up? I never looked at my email.
People don't never follow directions.
Man, I told you to do something I ain't never look. What the hell?
Check my
email?
Shit.
No, I didn't get nothing.
This is bull.
Let me make sure I sent you the right shit, because I definitely sent Kenny P a wrong email before.
Please get him on the right email.
He will be on the show in 2 weeks. He'll be on the show in 2 weeks. But yeah. I forgot I was supposed to have Drew Blank.
Come on, man, I'm just
crying. But, but yeah, send it to my email. I didn't get it. If you did send it, I didn't get it yet.
I just tried
but,
it
like 9 seconds
ago.
Once I get it, I'll put on a show and play it heavily in rotation every week and every time I'm on the show. Y'all got any last words of the night as we reach towards the end of the show? Mister, I know you got some shit to promote.
Only thing that I'm promoting right now is open mic. Rar University hosts the open mic. Even if you don't perform, it's definitely a nice little vibe to get out the house. Y'all know we on lockdown, kinda, sorta, not really. But if you're looking for something to do, that would definitely be a great place to go. I definitely will be performing. I think that's it for about now, but yeah.
Facts. And for y'all who don't know, Misfit definitely puts on quite a show.
If you're looking for a girlfriend, hit me up. But other than that, no.
I'm dead. Fucking dead. Hey, Misfit definitely puts on a show. I've seen her perform live. It's fucking lit. She's a dope artist out here in Chicago. Now, I'm happy to have, I don't even remember how the fuck we met. I've known your ass for some
I've been knowing
years,
you since
I'm happy.
High school.
Yes. And I don't even remember how we met. But yeah, it's been a long ass time. Shout out to Bar University. I'm always in tune with them. I was on the show last Wednesday. Well, technically, my producer on the show, I was there just in the cut. But shout out to Deuce and Jay Ocean. For those who don't know, they do Hot or Not on Wednesdays. 7:30 to 10, we review the hottest underground artists out here, and I'm always in the comments fucking with everybody. Rating their shit. Okay, yeah, my bad, y'all. I don't know. I think I just hit the button on my damn AirPod. My bad. For those who are tuned in, you can tune in tomorrow for Let's Talk Tuesday. I have a artist tomorrow who will be on the show. His name is Rock Smooth. Plenty of y'all, a lot of y'all know who he is. He's a local Chicago artist residing out of Blue Island. Yeah, Rock Smooth came a long way from being an artist. Came a long ass way. So he'll be on the show. I will be on. We will be back here on Thursday also for poetry night. We usually have a lot of poets. The winner, if we have more than one poet, so if we have, you know, 3, 4, 5 poets, whatever, we get together, we deliberate. Whoever's the winner of Poetry Night receives a $25 cash app on behalf of OG Radio. Friday, we host Freestyle Friday. This Friday, I will not be doing a show because I will be, I will attend to a funeral, so I'm not going to be on doing anything Friday. But next Friday, I will have, what is his name? No, next Tuesday, I will have the real, where the fuck did it come from? The real young, the real DC, the real young DC, that's his name. He'll be on the show next Tuesday, and I will have Kenny T on the show next Friday. So definitely tune in, y'all. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. I appreciate all the callers that called in tonight. So shout out to Rachel Dope, Mr. and Nene. Appreciate y'all. I'm going to play us out to something. I don't even fucking know. Just do some random shit for tonight. But thank y'all for listening. Tune in tomorrow. You'll see me. You'll catch me on here. So peace, love, and chicken grease. It is your favorite host with the Buttered Toast Radio Rail. Holla at y'all. Good night.
I'm so high, I'm so high. It's like I'm on cloud nine. That's the sun and it shines. I'm but getting pretty sad. I'm so fly, I'm so high. It's like I'm on cloud nine. That's the sun. I put my best foot forward, cause I'm a second. My heart keeps chasing, cause in my mind, can I really take it? But I got dedication. These broke niggas called really racing. Trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing. Smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid thoughts in my mind. That is okay, that is fine. Problems, I got 99. I'm humble, I'ma let you shine, but don't be crying. When I'm there, cause I'ma make it mine, make it mine. You niggas wonder what I'm rooting for. I've been to war, I got the scars, now I'm coming for everyone that ever doubted me, including family. Now you bitch niggas can't see. I'm so fly, I'm so high. Feel like I'm on cloud nine. Got the sun and it shines. I'm looking pretty fine. I'm so fly, I'm so high. Feel like I'm on cloud. Thought a bad bitch wouldn't see you. I make moves like a real dude. I'm too rude. They say, why am I you got such an attitude?
Never care.
Y'all just got me fucked up, but y'all lucked up. Cause this world is real fucked up. And I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day B-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up from the flow up. This the shit that rich niggas pull up. Don't come for real unless you paying my bills. Showing me thrills, so buying me meals or giving me chills. And that goes to all you dusty niggas, that's so real. That's what your niggas lacking in, sex appeal. Looking in the mirror, I just saw you next.